Now, what direction? How would you say?
I refer to Atlanta as being down, since it's south of here.
Now, I was going to ask you, how do you determine whether you say up, down?
I think of everything on a level below Rome as being down. Everything on a level, above a level of Rome, east and west, as up. No matter if it's downhill, it's downhill. I mean, it's uphill to Atlanta. You know, we mentioned that would be the first review. Atlanta was actually higher than Rome.
Yeah, but it seems uphill.
Yeah.
Wait, I swear to you, it did. What about over? How do you determine what's over?
I think of over as being on about the same level as wherever the spot is from where I'm talking, but east or west. I usually think of it as being east or west, or generally so.
Uh-huh. I see. Is over used for shorter distances than up and down, or?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Just you think of it as direction, as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if you're trying to describe a group of people, and instead of saying the entire crowd, you'd say the
whole crowd.
All right. Is there any kind of a derogatory term for a group of people together?
Yes, let's see. I know there's at least one term, but I can't think what. My little mind's just not working.
Okay. When two people hear music, a boy may go to a girl and say, "Would you like to
dance?"
Okay. And if a prom is a
party or dance.
All right, you'd use the same either way. It can be a verb to dance or the as a noun.
Mm-hmm.
A prom is a, okay. Are there different terms for different kinds of parties involving dancing? I think I mentioned prom as, you know, a school, big school dance. What are some other kinds of parties where you would dance? You think of any?
Well, sometimes we just refer to as a get together with a band or something, as a shindig. Used as a string band or a group of bands, and they might dance, or they might sing, or they might just have fun in general, just talking and joking and being together.
I see. When someone is in school and they did not attend class, you might say he class.
He skipped class. He played hooky.
Okay. Now, do you think of, what would you use if it were he only didn't go to one class as opposed to the whole day?
Oh, and he just skipped, I guess.
All right. When you're in school, you sit at a
desk.
And two of those would be?
Desks.
Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
A very important thing for a man nowadays is hard to say. It's very important now for a young man to continue going to school as long as he can. And you'd say it's important that a man get a good
education.
All right. And if you're thinking of someone getting a good education, this generally means that they go past high school now. So this would be, you'd go on to
college.
All right. Now, this, I want to ask you a question about this in regard to education, but if you're going to mail a package at a post office and you're going to pay the highest rate because you want it sent the best way, you'd pay what kind of postage?
First class.